Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, January 17th. The grains closed higher with March corn closing up 7 cents at 365.5. March beans up 23 cents, closing at 10.69.25, and March wheat up 7.5 cents, closing at 4.33.5. Obviously, the beans were the leader here today with the rains in Argentina continuing, and then talk of hot, dry weather. You know, we've certainly lost some tonnage in Argentina, but the report's out that some of it's partially being offset by big crops in Uruguay and Paraguay. So I think this thing may be getting a little overdone here, but we've seen these kind of rallies January, February, and March in the beans before, and maybe there's some more legs to it. All the markets, old crop beans, old crop meal, closed good. The oil actually closed a few ticks lower. Meal's leading the way higher here, as the talk is that Argentina would turn to the U.S. for whatever meal needs they can't cover on their own. Certainly the lower dollar helped. The crude oil was up over $1.10 a barrel at one point, but it only closed up 11. The November beans closed higher, but well off their highs, a good 10 cents off their highs. Minneapolis wheat put in an outside down day, certainly a reversal type day here. Minneapolis wheat's been leading Chicago wheat up, but Chicago held in there pretty well. I think the cold weather and the ice storms have done some damage. We know about the lower acres. We know the funds are still short about, my guess is, 80,000 contracts of wheat in Chicago, so we could still see some more buying there. They're short 60,000 corn. We could certainly see some more buying there. But the beans are getting into some pretty good resistance here. A close over 1070. We got 1069.25 for the close here today. Got up to 1075. Again, this has been a pretty good rally. Price is well worth protecting with put options up here. Corn, wheat, and beans. If we can get a little bit higher in new crop corn, new crop beans, we'll be making more sales there as well. So we've had a nice rally here today. I would think that with the way the crude oil broke and the way the November beans broke and Minneapolis wheat broke, that we would see a turnaround day tomorrow, turnaround Tuesday and Wednesday. But we'll see what the funds want to do here. If the funds continue to want to buy wheat and corn, we can certainly move higher. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.